Bubbles Podcast.
James, how are you?
I am good. I am very good.
It's the Bubbles Podcast, yes. Taped live, uh-huh. On location.
Uh-huh.
Where?
In Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah. All right. So, I think we have a pretty action-packed episode, huh?
This show is chocked full of fun, exciting things, tastings. Do you want to tease some of the upcoming segments?
Yeah, we have a couple things. We stumbled upon the Coke store
on the strip.
So, we have a little segment about that, which is going to be awesome. We had a really nice dinner that we'll talk about.
So Coca-Cola, I didn't know like how far back it went and how interesting it was.
Uh-huh.
And that, what we did there, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kind of international.
Uh-huh. I'm excited for that. We'll, definitely show that segment later. Yeah.
And there's lots of water around, Las Vegas, even though it's in the desert, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. We have a couple new waters and stuff. And we had a really nice dinner. We went to the Bellagio Fountain.
Yeah, that's a lot of water. Uh-huh. Moving. Dancing water.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
And not currently while we're filming this, but this episode will come out after we have done it, so we'll probably talk about it later on in the episode. We're going to go to Slotzilla Zipline.
Slotzilla!
Awesome. Woo!
That's going to be cool.
Oh, and we had a really nice lunch, too.
Yeah. But what I wanted to say is, you know, we filmed this upcoming segment in a pretty crowded place in the Coca-Cola Museum or whatever store deal. So there might be a little bit of background noise.
Uh-huh.
But we think it's pretty interesting. We had some fun. So enjoy that. We'll have that segment. And uh-huh. then we'll come back and we'll talk about these new waters that we have here.
Yeah. All right, so enjoy us yesterday having a lot of fun in the Coca-Cola store. Hello, we're in Las Vegas.
Hey, James, welcome to the Bubbles Podcast.
Yeah, we've got to be a little more quiet, and we apologize about the background noise. We are in the Coca-Cola store, and we have a very special treat for us and the podcast here.
Yeah, this is a tasting.
Yes, this is a 16... it's Taste of the World by Coca-Cola. It's an international tray, so it's 16 different samplers of sodas from different countries around the world.
Should we start with number one?
Yeah.
Number one is, so this is going to be a sweet treat for sure. This is a lot of soda, but we're going to get through it. First one is Stony Tangawizi from Tanzania, and it's clear. Try that, James.
It's a cloudy clear, but yep. Let's see. Oh, that's... Wow, that's really sweet. A tiny bit gingery, huh?
I don't get that sweetness from it. I think it's less sweet than, like, American soda.
Oh, no, I mean, like, it's a lot less sweet, but all you get really is sweetness. It's a very slight gingery flavor, but that's about it.
Okay, number two, Bon Aqua Fruits Apple Pear from Germany. Go, perfect. And that one's clear.
This one's actually clear. This looks like a sparkling water.
It does, or looks like Sprite. Apple pear? Whoa. Do you get apple pear?
Yeah, I definitely get apple pear. I get a lot. I get almost no sweetness.
I'm getting mainly pear flavor, but I like it. It's a good pear flavor.
It's pretty good.
Pear soda. Yeah. Hey, how come there's no Paso de la Toro on the table here? What's going on?
I'm not sure. It's a really good soda.
So,
but
on a side, Paso de la Toro is our favorite soda from Argentina, but it's not on this tray. So let's keep going here. What's number three, James?
Number three is Mazo Blackberry from Malawi.
Wow, wow.
Ooh. All right, let's try. That's really good. It's completely flat, though.
Yeah, that is not carbonated.
It's not carbonated.
It doesn't taste like blackberry to me.
Yeah, but it's nice and sweet. It's pretty good. I like that.
What's number four, James?
Del Valle, Jamaica. And
no, number four.
Oh, Vegeta Beta from Japan. I'm butchering that.
It's orange.
It is very orange. All right, let's try it. Oh, that's so good. That's really good.
It's not carbonated either, is it?
It's not. I don't know if there's a carbonation problem or these aren't actually carbonated. Like,
Maybe these countries, they don't like their sodas that carbonated.
Yeah.
What's number five, James?
Here, I wanted to say, we are a fourth through this tasting menu now. Do you want to do our bottle cap ratings? And then every single time we can do a little rapid fire bottle cap rating.
Okay, rapid fire. Number one, Stony Tangwazi.
I'll give that a 5.
Okay, I'm going to give that a 3.
Okay.
Bakwana Apple Pear.
7.
8 for me. Mazo Blackberry.
8.
4 for me. Veggie Betta.
5.
2 for me.
Okay.
Okay. Number 5 is Del Val Jamaica and Nada from Mexico.
All right.
Do you remember we used to go to Lake Del Val in Northern California?
Wow. Oh, that's so good. It's like a...
What's that flavor?
It's like a kind of carbonated grape juice. I like that.
A little grapey.
I'm giving that an 8.5.
I like the complexity on that one. My bottle cap rating on that one is going to be a 9.
Perfect.
The producer's nodding. I think she liked it too. No? Not so much. Okay.
All right.
Let's see. What's next?
Fanta Colita from Costa Rica.
Look at the color. That's a beautiful color.
That is extremely red.
It's like red.
Let's try it. Oh, no. Not for me. Not for me. You might like that.
No. I do not like that. I do not like that aftertaste one bit.
It's a very artificial cherry flavor with rose water.
Yeah.
Producer really doesn't like it.
0 out of 10 bottle caps.
Same. Yeah. That's like the smart...
Costa Rica. What are you doing?
That's the high pH smart water of sodas on this menu.
Okay. Crisp Strawberry from Panama.
All right.
This one's a nice color too. Color red.
Oh, that's so much better.
Is it good?
Oh, I really like that. It's super sweet, though. I'm giving that a 9.
Oh, that's dope. It's like strawberry soda. It's so sweet.
I'm giving it an 8 because I liked the grape one better, and I gave that an 8.5.
I'm going to give it a 6 just because I'm not too much into the super sweet, but I do like the flavor.
Yeah. All right, and the last one, is Thumbs Up from India.
Thumbs Up.
All right, let's see if we give it a thumbs up.
I always give a thumbs up.
That's just Coca-Cola with a little more Indian spice.
Oh, I like that one, James.
That is a cola.
It's definitely a cola. And you're right, it has like a little peppery spice to it.
Yeah, I get a little turmeric kind of.
Maybe, yeah. What's your bottle cap rating?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
I'm giving that one a 9.
All right,
yeah,
nice.
It's my favorite so far.
All right,
tray number 2, dude.
Tray 2, we're halfway done. Let's see.
What do we got here? Tray 2.
Beverly from Italy.
That's number 1. Where's number 1?
Oh, right, I heard people hate this, actually. I heard something about it.
That, it looks like sparkling water.
People absolutely hate this, so let's see.
Totally
three,
clear.
Two. Oh, I see why. Oh, man. Oh.
Oh.
It's a...
You know what it tastes like?
Oh, tonic
it's gross.
Water?
It tastes like tonic water.
It's tonic water, but a lot worse.
Italy is usually so good with the flavors and like good tasting things.
Man.
You know, the best foods, best wines, everything.
That sucks.
Not so much Coca-Cola.
0 out of 10.
Zero. Let's get rid of that aftertaste. What's next?
Sparletta Sparberry from Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. It's red.
Very sweet again. The red ones are super sweet.
No, yeah. I don't like it. I don't like that aftertaste either.
I don't mind it. I'm going to give it a 6.
2 out of 10 bottle caps.
Okay.
Sprite Cucumber from Russia.
Ooh.
Oh, cucumber.
Oh my god. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, yeah.
I like that better than normal Sprite. I'm giving that a 9.
I love the complexity on that soda.
I'm giving that a 9, and I'm putting my grape one up to 9, because I think it really deserves a 9.
I'm going to give that one a 9 as well. I agree with you, James. That's a dope soda. Really good.
Yeah. All right.
Good job, Russia.
Aquarius Libre from Spain.
Okay. This one's kind of cloudy looking.
This one's like a cloudy clear. Not for me. It tastes kind of salty. Not a huge fan of it.
Which one is this? Aquarius Libre?
Yeah. I'm going to give that a 5.
I'm getting a citrus flavor from it. It's pretty good.
I'm going to give it a 4.5, actually.
Kind of simple, but pretty good. I'm going to give it 6.
Okay.
Next is Delaware Punch from Honduras.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a darker red. It's a darker red.
Yeah. It looks like a weak wine or something like that. Like a rosé.
Well, it's definitely weak. I don't have any flavor from that.
I like the carbonation.
Good carbonation, but no flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can make out what type of flavor that's supposed to be.
I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay, the next one, that one's a 2. I'm going to give that one a 3. The next one is Lingonberry from Sweden. So this might be like when we go to, what's the place? IKEA. They have Lingonberry soda.
IKEA Lingonberry is one of my favorite sodas, so let's see.
Is it the same? Does it taste like the IKEA one?
A little worse than the IKEA one. It's still really good, though. I'm going to tie that with the... I'm tying it with the grape and giving it a 9.
I'm all about that one. 10 out of 10. Bottle right. caps.
This next one scares me.
So this next one, I've had it. I think your mom's probably had it, too. It's pretty popular in South Florida. It's a Peruvian one called Inca Kola.
It is, like, radioactive yellow. So... Oh, it's so good. 10.
That is very good. It reminds me of a classic, like, cream soda. It's very sweet. 8 out of 10 bottle caps for me. James, we've come to the final one in the tasting.
Yeah, we have.
It's Smart Sour Punch from China.
Plum.
Smart Sour Plum from China.
So let's try it.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, God. I'm gonna let everybody taste it before I say what I'm thinking, because it might make you really grossed out.
That's like disgusting.
That's like drinking watered down barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
It's carbonated barbecue sauce.
Give me that Inca Kola.
Literally, it tastes like carbonated watered down barbecue sauce.
That's the worst soda ever. Come on, China. So, James...
0 out of 10.
Yeah, 0 out of 10 for me, too. So, James, I have some trivia here for you from the Coca-Cola Company. Yeah. Are you ready for this? Okay, trivia challenge. What year did Coca-Cola become the first soft drink to be consumed in space? 1985, 2000, or 1973?
I'm going to say 73.
You're a little bit off. It was actually 1985. That's when kind of the space race was on, and Coca-Cola sponsored NASA to put Coca-Cola onto the space shuttle.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. I remember that time. Number 2, approximately how many bubbles are there in a Coke? 350 bubbles, 5,985 bubbles, or 12,352 bubbles?
I'm going to say 12,000.
Well, since this is the Bubbles podcast, I would hope that you would get this right. And James, you are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola has approximately 12,352 bubbles. That's a whole lot of carbonation.
Yeah.
Okay, number 3. When and where did the first polar bear appear in Coca-Cola advertising? In Italy in 1918, in Holland in 1934, or in France in 1922?
I'm going to say Holland because it makes the most sense. I might be wrong, though.
Sorry, wrong answer. You want to guess another one?
Italy?
Wrong answer. Oh, so the only really choice left is France, 1922. You want some more? I got 3 more questions for you.
Sure.
Okay. When did John Pemberton invent the original Coca-Cola formula in Atlanta? 1923, 1886, or 1904?
1886.
You got it. Hey, yeah. You're doing good. You're pretty good about this Coke trivia, right, James?
Well, no, I'm actually I've got more incorrect than correct, but
I'm proud of you. Okay, next question. How much did a bottle of Coca-Cola first cost from its invention until World War II? A, 5 cents, B, 10 cents, C, 15 cents.
I'm going to say A, 5 cents.
5 cents. You got it. And if you look around this store, you'll see a lot of old advertising that has Coca-Cola advertised for 5 cents.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Okay. Number 3. Or actually, number 6 for you. How many times a day does someone enjoy a beverage from the Coca-Cola company? A, 1 million times a day. B, 100 million times a day. C, 1.3 billion times a day.
I'm going to say 1.3 billion because Coke... owns a lot.
You got it, buddy. 1.3 billion. Can you imagine? People are drinking Coca-Cola products all around the world. It's one of the biggest companies in the world.
That's awesome. Okay, so before we wrap up this podcast, I want to have a little more of that grape soda just to make sure that my...
Which one is it?
I don't remember. Oh, that's really good. That was the lingonberry one. That's not it. It was this one. No, I'm re-giving this a score. I'm giving it a 7.5 out of 10. It's kind of bland. We had a lot of better ones on this tray, actually. So, I guess that concludes this segment. We'll see you back when we are, wherever we are. How was that segment, huh? That was fun. That was
amazing.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
What was your favorite of the soda tasting?
I forgot. It was really, really good though. I liked the cola one, whatever it was called.
I like the Inca Cola.
Inca Cola, that's what it's called. Yeah, and I also liked the Chinese plum one.
The barbecue water.
Watered down sparkling barbecue water.
Tasted like Traeger drippings.
Oh, man.
Gross.
Yeah.
Ah, well, we've got some good water here in front of us, James.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we'll see. Maybe good water.
In our travels, we've been looking for waters and picking up new ones. What's that I hear? Is it a new...
No.
It's not a new water alert?
No, it's not.
It's not? Okay.
Because, yeah, we have new waters, but we got to keep you on your toes.
Right.
We got to keep you on your toes.
Okay.
All right. So you want to try one?
Yeah. What do we got first?
All right. Let's start with one that we've had before, Fiji.
So let's talk about Fiji a little bit, because I'm finding Fiji water all over Las Vegas.
Yes.
It seems to be like the most prominent good water available. Of course, there's tons of reverse osmosis water everywhere, and the little bottles branded by each hotel that they're giving out. But Fiji water seems to be very prevalent in all of the gift shops and all around. It's pretty good. So we've been picking up a lot of that and drinking it.
Yeah, well, it's okay. It's not my favorite water, really, but it's our only source of water here, really. I mean, we could go for reverse osmosis waters, but honestly, while we're on vacation, we prefer to drink spring. So our Fiji has been our main water source for the past couple days.
Yeah. Are you finding that being out here in the desert where it's very dry, that you have to drink more water to stay hydrated?
Yeah.
Me too. I've been really thirsty. I've been going through a big bottle of Fiji, at least a liter a day. I think like a couple of liters a day.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers. Fiji cheers. Water. I think we both just polished off a full glass of it right there.
Ooh. Ooh, my bad.
Sorry about your ears.
Yeah. it was pretty good. I mean, it's okay. It's got like a floweriness to it, right? Like some type of, it feels like a kind of, like a cherry blossom taste to it. And I really like that. That's what differentiates it from other waters. But really, it's not my favorite.
Look, it's smooth, it's silky, it's refreshing, it's delicious. I love it. I love this water, James.
All right.
Should I give a bottle cap rating?
Sure.
It's time for bottle cap ratings.
No, it's not. Psych!
Bottle cap ratings. So, James, we've rated so many waters on this podcast, and I'm sure I've rated Fiji water several times before.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I gave it, but today it's getting an 8 out of 10 bottle caps from me.
Nice. Okay, so my relationship with this water is a little odd because I like it, right? The packaging is pretty good. I think it's super overhyped, though, because, it's nice and flowery. That's what puts it apart. It's very unique in that way, but it's really not my favorite water. And I don't like that it's always in a plastic bottle that doesn't even come from recycled bottles. So
that's true.
I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10 just because I think... 6.5 out of 10 because it's a good, unique water. It's just I think it's really, really overrated.
I can agree with you there.
Yeah.
Let me just read the back of this package. Fiji water untouched. Fiji water comes from a sustainable ancient aquifer deep within the earth on the island on the islands of Fiji. Bottled at the source, natural pressure forces the water towards the sealed delivery system directly into the bottle, free from human contact, until you unscrew the cap. Okay, good job, Fiji. What's next, James?
Let's try this Ethos water, huh?
Okay, so let's talk about these two waters, because we got both these waters at Starbucks.
Yes,
so
we did.
Ethos water doesn't seem to have a presence on Instagram, so we did a little bit more research on it, and come to find out that Ethos water is actually a fully owned subsidiary of Starbucks.
Oh, wow.
So they've got their own water that they distribute to themselves, I guess, to own their supply chain about water. I've got some information here on the Wikipedia page. Why don't you crack that open and pour some for us while I read this?
Okay. I got some information on the back of the bottle if you don't cover it there.
Okay. So. Ethos Water, a Starbucks subsidiary, is an American brand of bottled water with a social mission of helping children get clean water. Ethos began in 2001 when Peter Thumb had the idea of working for communities in South Africa that lacked access to clean water. Thumb, who was working as a consultant for McKinsey & Company at the time, realized the potential to create a bottled water brand to raise awareness and funding for safe water programs. Okay. I'm going to scroll down here a little bit. Since only 5 to 10 cents of the retail price goes to charity, the Ethos brand is primarily commercial and therefore for-profit organization. Nevertheless, as of at least 2009, Ethos, through Starbucks Foundation, has granted more than $6 million, according to the company, to help support water, sanitation, hygiene, and education programs. Kudos, Starbucks and Ethos Water. That's great.
Yeah, nice.
Ethos Water is manufactured by PepsiCo and Safeway's Lucerne brands, but unlike other PepsiCo bottles, Ethos bottles do not contain recycled plastic. In 2005, Starbucks purchased the company for $8 million. Ethos Water has also inspired other companies such as the Dynamo Foundation. Here's an interesting point, James. Criticism. Starbucks was criticized in 2015 for sourcing Ethos water from California during the drought. In May 2015, the company moved production to Pennsylvania and sourced its water from natural springs located in Greenville, Tennessee. Currently, Premium Waters Inc. bottles Ethos water from Lafayette Spring in Lafayette Township.
Yeah, I have that on the back of the bottle here. That's really all I have on the back of the bottle from is just it's bottled by Premium Waters Incorporated in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Okay.
All right.
So it seems like they're all over the board. Well, let's try this water. Cheers.
Cheers.
What do you think, James?
Well, you win some, you lose some.
And this is a loss?
I mean, I love what they're doing with the water, but
why?
I mean, it's just, it's sweet. It's very sweet. I'll give it that. But it's very plasticky, too.
Yeah, I don't think this is a very good water. At least it's a spring water. But it's not nearly as good tasting as the Fiji water, in my opinion. Mm. And many other waters that we've tried. It's not that great. What's your bottle cap rating?
They're getting a 6 out of 10 for sustainability.
Okay, so you mark them up a little bit.
I'll give them a 6.5 out of 10. I'll tie it with Fiji because of their sustainability and their what they're helping to do. So
okay,
I tied it with Fiji, not because the water's the same. It's not the same. It's not as great, but I like what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to downgrade it a little bit. I think just on itself, I'm going to give it a 4. 4 out of 10 bottle caps, and I will give them one additional bottle cap because of the donations to helping help with clean water and the foundation.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess that's that. You want to get into the last one here?
Crack it open.
All right. This is Galvanina Italian Sparkling Mineral Water with natural carbonation. With natural carbonation added.
Okay.
What?
Interesting.
So
this is an Italian brand. They make water as well as different sodas.
Yeah.
And this one also is distributed in Starbucks.
Yeah, and it has 330 total dissolved solids per liter.
Okay.
Okay, 330 milligrams per liter. Okay. So, you want to crack it open?
Crack it open. I can tell you that it's from Italy, in the region of Rimini.
Oh.
The place La Galvanina, established in 1901.
Bottled at Medisource Apecchio. I don't know what PU stands for.
I don't know either. That might be like a state in Italy or yeah. a region.
By La Galvanina Spa, Rimini, Italy. Okay.
I can read this about it. The snow and rain that abundantly falls on the Italian Apennine Mountains flows underground on a two-year journey through pure, uncontaminated rocks and channels. After this relentless trip, Galvanina natural mineral water comes to light in the springs first discovered by ancient Romans at the peak of San Lorenzo Monte, which has always been called Paradiso.
Okay, I want to get into this because this water looks beautiful and there's a lot of carbonation, so I don't want it to run out. So let's try it, okay?
Let's try it.
Because I already poured it. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
That's amazing carbonation. That's really, really nice. It's a beautiful looking water as well. Here, like, if you... It looked even better in the bottle, really, and when I was first pouring it. But you can see all the defined individual bubbles, and they stick to the glass. And it's really nice. And
oh, yeah. It's tasty, too. And we're drinking it at kind of a bit of a warmer temperature. It's not ice cold. Yeah,
and it's still really good.
It's probably, like, in the 60s.
Yeah.
60 degrees-ish Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. Because, sadly, we don't have a fridge in our hotel room.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's really fine, hard-hitting bubbles. I expected less from this water. It really delivered.
Me too. Not bad. What's your bottle cap rating?
Before I give it, I want to get the flavor a little more, so
okay.
I need a couple more seconds.
What do you think?
It's just sweet and acidic, so... That's not the best because it doesn't have any earthy tones or flowery tones to it. I'm getting a little rusty, like a little...
Yeah, I get that too, that taste. Yep, yeah.
I really like this water. I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10.
8.5, that's a very high mark.
Wait. One second. Is this made from recycled plastic?
Well, while you're looking for that, I'm going to give my bottle cap rating... I'm going to give this water, how do you pronounce it?
Galvanina.
Galvanina. I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 bottle caps.
Okay. It says please recycle, but I can't tell if it's a bottle made from recycled plastic.
I don't think it is. It looks just like a regular PET bottle.
Okay, so I'm going to give it 8 out of 10.
Okay, great score.
Yeah. Still a great score.
That's good, James.
It's really good, though. It's so good.
Good.
Mm. We've had a couple better ones, for sure. A few better ones. We've had a lot of great water.
That's for sure. So while we enjoy this, why don't we talk about the water we had at dinner last night?
Perrier.
It was Perrier. We were in a fine dining French restaurant at the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm. It was really good, nice.
For some sparkling water, and we went through a few bottles of that Perrier, didn't we? Maybe three or four, I think.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the water we were looking at, because that's way more significant, way more important.
I knew you would love it the most, James. I knew you were going to love that dancing water fountain that they have. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
The Bellagio. Wow. Insane. It shoots... If you've never been... You can search it up on, like, YouTube or something, you know, if you want to see videos of it, but it does not do it justice.
You got to see it in person.
It's this beautiful water, this, like, huge fountain that dances to music
yeah.
in the most beautiful way. It's like watching a ballet performance out of water, and it shoots water in, like, huge streams, like, 100 feet in the sky. Yeah,
hundreds of feet in the sky.
And it's just, it's overwhelming and amazing and a great experience, and I highly, highly suggest that if you're ever in Vegas, check it out, and if you're not ever planning to go to Vegas, plan to go to Vegas to check it out.
There you because go.
It is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of beautiful things because we like to travel a lot.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Good.
Yeah.
Where else did we go today?
Today, we went to the Sugar Factory.
But we didn't just go to any Sugar Factory. We went to their what's it called? Brassiere? Like their restaurant.
Yeah. And, wow. Wow. Just wow. Their presentation is crazy. For such a goofy, playful place, right?
Yeah.
And amazing presentation. We got some very, very unhealthy stuff.
You got to treat yourself once in a while, right?
Yeah. My blood feels thickened now. Like, see, it feels like it. A little more of whatever we ate back there will turn my blood to jello.
I think I might be pre-diabetic after that meal.
Yeah. But it was insane. We ordered a thing called a monster milkshake. If you've never heard of that, it's basically a huge milkshake with a ton of stuff on top. Just a crazy milkshake. And the one that we got had a brownie on top and two s'mores.
Yeah.
And one side of it was completely covered in chocolate.
Yep.
With little Hershey squares.
Yeah, and graham crackers.
Graham crackers inside. And it was a,
chocolate flavor, right?
Yeah, like chocolate coffee flavor, like a Java.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Java milkshake. It was delicious. We didn't finish it.
And what was that blue bubbling thing we had?
We had an amazing drink that it was like a blue raspberry lemonade. You can order it alcoholic or non-alcoholic. We got it non-alcoholic because, well, I was there, you know. And, it has dry ice and little blue gummy sharks.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and when they pour in the drink... We have a photo or a video that we'll post on the pod.
Yeah,
on the
Instagram. We can put that on the Insta.
It smokes like crazy.
Yeah, and from the dry ice.
Yeah, and it looks awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
What did you think of the food?
Oh, it was really good. It was so heavy, though. So heavy.
We had some colorful sliders and some chicken and waffles.
Yeah, some rainbow-colored sliders. I almost said rainbow-flavored sliders. And we had some chicken and waffles. It was too much to finish. We kind of over-ordered, but, oh, man, it was also
good. Hey, you're going to your first Vegas show tonight.
I am.
What are you seeing?
The Jabberwockies.
The Jabberwockies, hip-hop dance group, right?
Yeah. And it's really cool. They do a lot of lighting effects and stuff, and they're just really talented, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this show. It's going to be great.
They wear, like, these kind of intimidating white masks, too. Yeah.
Are we going to give the Jabberwockies a bottle cap rating after the show?
No.
No?
No.
We'll just give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. How about that?
Uh-huh. Is it worth it or not? I think it's going to be.
I think it is, too. I think it's going to be dope.
Oh, man. Yeah, and we're going to go to Slotzilla. Yeah? The zip line, like Superman, through Fremont Street. Yeah. That's going to be awesome, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be cool. I haven't been to Fremont Street in many, many years, so looking forward to seeing that. They have a good light display there.
Mm-hmm.
Where they put on, like, music to lighting and all that. It's pretty cool.
I think we're going to have another segment talking about it after we do it in this podcast, too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You got anything else to talk about during this segment?
Not right now, James. I think we should end this segment here, and then we can rejoin, and we'll do a wrap-up segment to this pod a little bit later on.
Okay. So, see you in, like, a day or so, 2 days. I don't know.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello. Okay, so it's the next day. We haven't gone to Slotzilla yet, but we found some new stuff to try on the pod, so...
We sure did, James. So we went to a place called Italy. What did you think of Italy?
It was cool. It was cool. It was all Italian stuff.
Italian products. And guess what they have in Italy?
Water.
Water. Good water. And we found a new one. What's that noise? What's that noise?
No. Psych!
New water alert! New water alert! New water alert! New water alert!
Okay.
So what do we got here, James? I'm excited to try this water.
It's Lorisia Natural Spring Water. It's a half liter bottle that we have. We have two, though, so we have a liter to drink, yeah. But we're going to have a half a liter on the pod. So, it says the TDS, here is 31 parts per million, so it's a very low TDS.
Low TDS. Pour some. Let's try it.
Okay.
And while you're trying it, I want to tell you I found out some information about this water. Number one, it's a member of the Fine Water Society, and it's an award-winning water. It won silver in 2016. The other thing that I want to tell you about this water is that it is from Piedmont region of Italy, and the source is Fonte Santa Barbara di Lorisia.
Okay. You want to try it?
Let's try it, James. Cheers.
Cheers. Wow.
That is good.
Wow. That's right? Incredibly flowery.
It is. It's very flavorful.
Wow.
Here it says, this is from Italy's website, at Italy, we don't just believe in any water, we believe in Lorisia. This naturally sparkling mineral water comes directly from the source, Fonte Santa Barbara di Lorisia, at the base of the Western Alps in the region of Piedmont. The result is perfectly balanced water with light tones and perfect effervescence. So that must be the sparkling one, because we're having the still one. I want to try the sparkling one.
Me too.
We're going to have to find it, James.
Yeah.
I think they have it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But this was pretty reasonably priced as well.
Yeah.
I think it was a couple bucks each for these.
Yeah, for half a liter.
Yeah.
Well, that is like, it's like Fiji times 10. It's really sweet and super flowery. I like this more than Fiji. I like that it comes in a glass bottle as well. This is really, really tasty.
It is. Do we have any more information on the makeup of it? I know you read the total dissolved solids, but I think that this water probably has some good silica.
I'm not sure if we can find that though, but it's really tasty, super flowery and sweet. I'm gonna give this 7.5 out of 10. Yeah.
I'm gonna go higher. I'm giving this a 9.5. It's almost a 10 out of 10. This water is dope.
Wow, you really like it, huh?
I like it a lot. And it's quenching my thirst.
I just wanted to say that Sokosani has a still version, and we've never tried that somehow. So we're going to have to pick some of that up. You can find it on
Amazon.
Absolutely,
we have to get that.
So that should be coming in an episode soon. I'm really hyped for that, and I'm also really hyped for what we're going to try next here.
I say that this water was discovered in 1917 at an altitude of 1,460 meters? It's a high mountain water.
Oh, nice.
At the base of the Alps.
All right, so we have one more water here, one more drink here, right, to try in this segment. And, I'm so excited for this, but we haven't opened it. So do you have something to open it?
Well, I have a hotel room hack to get that open. Let me do that.
Okay, we'll be right back. Okay, so we got it open.
You want to know my hotel room hack?
Yeah, I saw it.
So I started it with my keys. I opened up the corner of the bottle cap a little bit, and then I found an inconspicuous marble corner of a counter that I knew I wouldn't damage, put it on there and gave it a little tap, and it popped right off.
Perfect. Okay, so this is Mole Cola. It is a 138-calorie soda from Italy. It is a cola, and I'm super, super excited to try this. It's a beautiful, beautiful packaging. It's, like, super striped and textured, and, and it's like two balls, basically. It's, like, it kind of looks like a dumbbell.
It's a very cool glass bottle.
Yeah.
Now, I'm excited to try this too. Probably not as excited as you, because number one, I'm not a big fan of sugary sodas.
Yeah.
But number two, after that international tasting over at Coca-Cola, I don't know. This might be like that meat water.
I just want to say it smells amazing.
And by the way, how do you ever top a Coca-Cola? I mean, that's like the best soda, right?
We'll see.
Let's see. Pour some, James. Let's try it.
Smells amazing. All right. That's enough?
Yep.
Gotta save some for the producer.
Salud.
Cheers. Oh, that's very good.
It's not very sweet, is it?
No. It's really acidic.
Yeah, the cola flavor comes through. It's definitely a cola.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's acidic. You get those spices in there. You know, I'm getting mainly...
Better or worse than a Coke?
Better. I like it better.
No, not for me.
It focuses a lot on the lemony flavors, and it's a sweeter aftertaste than the original, like, first taste of it. Very, very strong present bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Can I have a little more?
Yeah,
I'm
getting mainly like like a sweet kind of sweet paprika. Kind
okay. Of? Yeah, there's definitely some spice notes to it.
Mm-hmm. There's probably none in there, but that's what I'm getting, like a combination of a lot of sweet stuff, kind of cinnamony, a little kick to it.
I'll tell you, that is way too small for me to read, and it's probably in Italian, so I'm not going to be able to read it anyway.
Mineral natural water, sugar, carbon dioxide, color, phosphoric acid, caffeine.
Well, good thing it has real sugar and not high fructose corn syrup. That stuff's evil.
Cola nut extract. Yeah. Okay. It's good. It's good.
James, you know what? All this water has made me very hungry, and I think it's time we go eat some noodles.
Yeah, we got a reservation in a noodle place, and we kind of got to go. So, we'll probably see you, like, after Slotzilla. Maybe not, but probably. So, goodbye. All right,
James. Bye.
Hello! Welcome to the Bubbles Podcast! But actually, not welcome. We're, like, we're still in the same episode.
Welcome back to the Bubbles Podcast.
Just, like, a day later, we are home again. We did the Slotzilla zipline. That was awesome, wasn't it?
The Slotzilla zipline.
It was
wow. So
cool. So awesome. So much fun.
How was your vacation overall, James?
Oh, it was great.
Me too. I had a great time. Mm-hmm. I had fun with you.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back. And the producer. Home, I missed the pets and everything.
Yeah, me too. And I'm thirsty.
Me too.
What are you cracking open right there, James?
I'm cracking open a Topo Chico, but not any Topo Chico. It's a special bottle that we found.
Where did we find that?
It was just at this, like, kind of Mexican store place on Fremont Street.
In Nevada?
In Vegas, yeah. And, it's odd. We've never seen a bottle like it. It's 500, or never seen a Topo bottle like it. It's 500 milliliters of Topo water.
16.9 fluid ounces, glass bottle. Normally we see either the big bottle or the small bottle, but nothing, not this in-between size.
Yeah, so it's just like a little bigger than the, a bit bigger than the small Topos.
Yeah.
And
those are what, 12 ounces?
Yeah, and quite a bit smaller than the,
than the 750 Topos. Milliliter.
Yeah. All right. So, let's try it. I mean, it's Topo. Of course, it's going to be great. Oh! But
let me give you a tip when you're pouring things. Don't let the glass touch the glass. Just hold it above and pour it. Yeah, like, there you go. That's perfect, right like that.
I'm definitely adding this to my bottle collection because it is a very, very cool Topo bottle.
It's a new format. I've seen the 500 milliliter, but only in the plastic bottle, which I do not like. So I'm happy to see it in glass. Cheers, James.
I haven't seen the plastic bottle in a minute.
I bought it for you sometimes, but it comes in a 6-pack of plastic bottles, 500 milliliters each. They're like stubby bottles, not long neck like that.
Uh-huh. Oh. I love Topo.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's so good. It's so refreshing, and it has just such hard-hitting bubbles. Yeah.
I think our quest for water on our trip was definitely a success. We ran into some new ones, some old favorites.
Uh-huh. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, the whole thing. There was a couple waters that we didn't pick up that we could have, but We didn't want to carry it walking the whole time. We were walking up and down the strip a lot.
So. Yeah, and they weren't too exciting, those ones. They were mostly like RO waters that we knew were not going to be that good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we might pick them up sometime for content, you know, if we could find them.
Definitely. I think there was one from Walgreens
and one from CVS. Yeah. Yeah, so that Slotzilla zipline was insane, huh? It's 12 stories tall, right?
Uh-oh, vertigo.
Yeah, he has vertigo. He conquered his fears,
yeah? I did, yeah. Thanks to you.
He did conquer your fears. It's terrifying because they leave you hanging, like, a foot above, like, the launch platform, like, just from a harness for, like, 30 seconds, right? Or a minute, really. Yeah. And then they slowly drop the wall and when it fully drops, they let you stare at what you're about to go for just the amount of time where you can't say, oh, no, I don't want to go, right? But it still, like, registers and it's, like, kind of scary. And then they launch you off of it and it's awesome, really. Like, I thought I was going to be terrified at the start when we first went. But I got the sense of relief over me, and I was looking down, and I'm like, oh, I'm flying!
You're flying Superman style right over the Fremont Street.
Yeah. 12 stories high. Man, I have, like, vivid memory of it still. Like, I have, like, a full video that I can play in my head constantly.
We got some cool pictures, but I don't think they're good for distribution on our Insta.
Yeah, they're kind of embarrassing. They're funny, but, like...
You look pretty cool in there, but I think me and the producer look a little scared.
Maybe you'll find the guts to post one of your embarrassing photos. I don't think the producer will allow that. Will allow us to post one of hers, but yeah, it was really funny because when they take the picture, it's at the very end part. And what the end part does is, with no warning, you slam into this, like, the top of your zip line, like, what's holding you on the zip line, slams into a heavy metal thing. And it sends you, like, from going at, like, a 180-degree flat angle, you know?
Yeah.
You straight to a 90-degree angle, and you're, like, with no warning whatsoever. Stops you quick.
That's some brake system we've got going there.
Uh-huh. And then you hit another one that does the same thing, and then it sends you backwards, and you hit another one, and then finally...
drags you forward onto the platform.
Yeah. And it was, like, it just sends you rocking back and forth. It's still, like, it declines pretty quick. But still, like, four stories high,
mm-hmm.
you know, going mm-hmm. do, 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 back and forth, like, getting tossed around. So, it's kind of scary, and that's where they take the pictures, so they get a lot of funny photos. But, that was great. That was a highlight for me, definitely.
Yeah. The other thing, James, is this episode is going to drop on Mother's Day.
It is going to drop on Mother's Day, yeah.
So I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, including the producer, mm-hmm. as well as my mom and my sister and all the other mothers out there. So hopefully everyone has a great Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Do something nice for mom.
Yep. And I guess follow our Insta.
Yeah.
At the Bubbles Podcast.
At the Bubbles Podcast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
TikTok at the Bubbles Podcast. Gmail at the Bubbles Podcast at gmail.com.
Yep.
We
have a very special treat coming up for you guys next week.
Yeah. We have a big, big collab thing with some people who want to join us on the podcast.
Yes. Millen and Pat.
So look out for that, a double collab. So that's going to be awesome.
And James, you're going to be preparing. I'm going to be preparing a little bit this week to have our topics ready for that.
Yeah, uh-huh, for sure. And I guess without further ado, an extra long episode. I'm James.
I'm Steve.
And this has been...
Bubbles!
Woo! End. End. Why won't it end? End!